Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sports Community Radio with your hosts, Joe Novella and Steve Pallas, here on RPPFM 98.7 on your Peninsula dial, 98.3 Frankston. Welcome, mate. How are you on this fine morning?
Joe, I'm exhausted.
Exhausted?
I'm exhausted.
Well, we have had an absolute mammoth week, and we've got a mammoth show coming up as well. We've got Fergus Watts, who's the Managing Director of Bastion EBA. He's going to be on the show later on talking about branding for your club, which is basically, it's basically a word that's used in the industry to talk about your club's reputation and how we protect it, how we enhance it, how we use it to get more sponsorship dollars for your club. So we're really looking forward to talking to Fergus because he's been involved in that part of sport for a long time, hasn't he, mate?
He won't sugarcoat anything, and he might turn a little bit of people's thinking about how they look at sponsorship, particularly in their brand. Fergus was very heavily involved in the conceptualizing of Sports Community, so he's a very, 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 very clever man.
Okay, and we're going to start off with one of the landmark announcements, I think, for sports community. I'm sure you agree. It's the announcement of the recent Bowls training contract with Bowls here. And Steve, you're a major part of that happening. I wonder if you could just talk us through what it means, what it involves, and what we can look forward to in the time to come.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. A couple of days ago, Bowls Victoria announced that they'd entered into a three-year partnership with Sports Community for us to train their 523 Bowls clubs. So
it's massive.
It's a massive training exercise from a sport, and from my perspective, what Bowls are looking for from that partnership is to build the capacity of their clubs to deliver their strategic objectives. So it's really a really exciting opportunity to get involved with a sport, not just like we do with a lot of our training sessions and fly in, fly out, and no skin in the game, Joe. This time we're all in. You know, we're looking at the strategic plan. We're working with the clubs. We're looking at all the research that relates to Bowls, and we're working with the sport to work out how we as the formal training provider can help them achieve their strategic objectives, which is really, really exciting, and it's being done in conjunction with a lot of input from Bowls Australia as well. So we're using all the resources, or the partnership between Bowls and Sports Community is using all the resources available within the Australian sports industry to create this brilliant or a training program with brilliant objectives.
Mm. And it's fantastic that the sport, Bowls Victoria, have invested in this kind of development. It just goes to show just how serious they are about making their sport a success.
Well, and in one regard, oh, absolutely. I mean, I found that the vision of Rosemary Vardy, the president and the board, and then Graham Bridge and his team, Paul Winslow at Bowls Victoria, to be unbelievable. Because this is a training program that I don't know has been attempted before at certainly at a state level, that to work on the development, on the formalised development program. And we're talking about 20 plus hours of training per club. So it's a significant investment that the clubs are going to be asked to make in their own development. But I don't know of another sport, Joe, that has consciously made that decision that we're going to invest so much into the building the capacity of the clubs. Lots of sports have regional development managers, and Bowls itself has community development managers and people that are working with the clubs. But use Bowls as an example. Like, there's four community development officers for 523 clubs. So how much support can you realistically get when you're trying to train those clubs and change their behaviour? And that's the really exciting thing. And also for Bowls, the reality is they had to change. They had to do something, because in the last 30 years, they've lost 50% of their, Australia-wide, they've lost, participation has reduced by 50% in 30 years. So give it another 10, 15 years with the baby boomers going through, you know, the the bowling age, if you like, which is the 50 to 70 age group. And if bowls doesn't change, our current bowlers finish, there's not necessarily going to be the next generation coming through. But Rosemary and Graham and Paul and Bowls Australia are very, very aware of this. So that's why they've gone through a very logical process, Joe. They've put in place the community development offices a couple of years ago with the assistance of the Australian Sports Commission. They've then spent the next 2 years doing a lot of research with different tools that the commission have got. And then just recently, they then commissioned La Trobe University to then delve right into the barriers and benefits of sports. So they've done a lot of thinking, and now it's at that stage where it's the execution stage where we empower the clubs to with the skills that they need to achieve the strategic plan of the sport, supported by all the other infrastructure that the sport's got in place.
You're with Joe Novella and Steve Pellis here on Sports Community Radio, 98.7 FM, Peninsula, 98.3 FM, Frankston, on your dial, RWP FM, your Peninsula Radio. We're talking about the Sports Community and Bowls Victoria partnership. Now, mate, when you talk about building the capacity of the clubs, exactly what are you talking about? Are we talking increasing volunteers, changing the culture, retaining, rewarding volunteers, increasing participation, or all of those?
It is, but it's all of that and more, mm-hmm. and putting it in a way that builds on each other. So what we're thinking at the moment, and it's very much a work in progress, the development of the plan, the training schedule or the training program at the moment, but what we're thinking is for metropolitan clubs, there'd be 6 3-hour sessions on uniquely different things, but all building on each other. So we're thinking that the first one will be on about strategic planning and creating that culture of volunteerism or volunteering within the club. Because, I mean, Joe, you know, we've just come and we'll talk a lot more about our trip around the Northern Territory later after we talk to Ferg. But there seems to be, or not seems to be, there is certainly a lot less volunteers or people volunteering their time. Now, that's a cultural behaviour, and so we need to teach clubs. We can't just say you've got to volunteer more. We need to teach clubs how to facilitate that, how to facilitate people volunteering more, how to develop that culture. And it doesn't just happen overnight with a click of the fingers. It's a long-term strategy. So we'll start with that, because we're going to then move into lots of things going to require people to do things, so we need to find those people, because it's not the job of the committee to do all the tasks that relate to a club. So that'll be one session. Another session, which I know is very, very close to your heart, is communication skills, communication strategies. So building that sense of belonging to your club, whether it be from your participants, your players, your sponsors, your community. So, and one of the areas that I'm really looking forward to working on is, or working with the clubs, is the introduction of digital media and social media. So the power of websites and the power of email newsletters and the power of social media. And this is going to be a challenge, Joe, in a sport that typically has only about 30% of its participants on email. So I'm really looking forward to that. Then we're probably going to do two sessions on participation strategies and breaking the communities down and potential bowlers into groups and workshopping that to see how we as a sport and as communities can increase the number of participants within our clubs. So that won't be in that lecture style. That'll be very much a workshop sort of thing with everyone working together. So I think that they're going to be a couple of really exciting sessions. The fifth session is you know, near and dear to everyone's heart. So that's going to be a fundraising sort of focus. So whether it be sponsorship, increasing the capacity or the revenue coming from your facilities, or might look at it from a capital raising perspective as well, because a club might need to raise $500,000 to $1 million to renovate the pavilion, change their greens, that sort of thing. So how do we pull together those sort of strategies? And then last but not least is almost the one that I guess people are interested in the least, but probably is the most important. So we'll tackle the corporate governance issues. So work people through the Incorporated Associations Act, strong management, financial controls, and also risk management. So it's a very, very, very diverse range of skills to replicate the diverse range of skills that volunteers need, Joe. So very, very exciting for us. It looks like we'll have to do probably up to 80 sessions. So in Melbourne, we'll do them in one format. In regional areas, we'll probably do them as full-day sessions. So we'll combine a number of sessions into a day so that those people travelling long distances have less travel. But very, very much the thing that excites me so much, and having been part of the sports community training development, Joe, the sessions are not lectures. We do not lecture. They are very interactive. They are very workshoppy. They are harnessing the skills of the group, which is very, very exciting. And more than exciting, is very, very powerful. So I'm really looking forward to working with Bowls Victoria and Bowls Australia. The first couple of sessions we'll just trial it in the Mornington Peninsula region and another region within the city around the Donvale area, and then I think we're just going to do one series in Bendigo just to get it right while the majority of bowls clubs are shut for the winter season, and then we'll schedule all the remaining areas. We'll schedule in that September, October, November time where the clubs are just firing up for the summer season and ready to go. So it's a very exciting time, and I guess, Joe, from a sports community perspective, it's a moment that we've been working towards for a long period of time, and I know that you are, and I know I am very proud that we get the opportunity to work so closely with the sport.
Absolutely, absolutely, and a lot of kudos needs to go with the management team of that sport. I mean, they could have easily sat back and watched, which they didn't do, because as you mentioned, they went about putting in community development staff and engagement staff and doing the research, and obviously not willing to just sit back and watch the sport continue its trend downwards. You know, we often talk about croquet as being the most popular sport at the turn of the century, and now it's not played all that much. Not that bowls was ever in any danger of doing that, but this is a management team that's taking the bull by the horns, and they're doing something about changing the way the sport is progressing and tracking, and with some targets, and we're just pleased as punch that they've chosen us to be their partner in developing the sport further and reaching all the objectives that they've set themselves.
Oh, you summed it up beautifully, Joe. But the thing that's really impressed me about bowls, both at the national level and at the Victorian level, is it's been a very strategic thinking. Like, this is not just something that they've come up with over the last 6 or 7 months. You know, the Bowls Australia and Bowls Victoria and all the other associations around the country, to be fair, are working in a very coordinated, very disciplined, very logical manner to which to tackle what is a very serious issue within their sport, which is the capacity of their clubs. And so that framework we just fit into and provide that theoretical training, which all their other support services, which are well and truly in place, the CDOs and their communications and their magazines and their very clearly defined strategic plan at the national and state level. You know, for us, that makes it very easy because we know, it doesn't make it easy, but it makes it very clear what the sport is trying to do. And yeah, where it is,
and you know, it's not all doom and gloom by no stretch of the imagination. Bowls is still a very, very popular sport, and we've seen an explosion in participation as a result of the diversifying of the product. So
social
bowling, yep, these kind of things. So it's no by no means doom and gloom, but what the management of the sport have done is they've isolated a trend, which is not a trend that they want to see, and they've put in place some steps to rectify that. So that's great.
Yeah, very proud to be a part of it, Joe, and we'll talk regularly throughout the year on the progress of that program and what we learn from it.